we discussed spending money to save somebody's life. We discussed losing your dignity to save somebody's life. We discussed saving the life of someone who's Mavid Asma L'das. But really, there's a much more fundamental issue in the whole sugya, and that is, to what degree do you have to sacrifice for yourself to save somebody's life? Meaning, let's say it's a physical sacrifice and not a monetary sacrifice, and it's not a physical sacrifice in the form of effort, but it's a physical sacrifice in the form of either danger to your own body or losing something physically that you will never get back. Like sakanas aver, let's say you lose a limb, they'll chop off your finger to save somebody else's life, or they'll take your kidney to save somebody else's life. Now, if it's something that you're going to lose and replenish, that's probably a different story. Like if you have blood and you're the right blood type and you could save somebody's life with blood, and there's a mace mutal fanecha, not mace, but there's a chola that needs the blood right in front of you, so then l'chorit davar pashut l'samar damrecha should be a chiyuv at that point, that you should have a chiyuv to give blood. It's a good question why we don't have to give blood as often as we possibly can. What is it, every 3 months or something that you're allowed to give? And but probably that's because it's not mutal on you to save that particular person, but if there's a known chola that you're aware of that needs blood, then probably is mutal. It is a chiv on each of us probably. But anyway, so that's what I want to discuss today. So the Gemara had asked the question, why I need losam lo damrecha, I already have vashivosulo. So no, the Gemara says, if I only had vashivosulo, I would think that you only had to spend, they only had to make efforts, but you didn't have to spend any money. So says Rashi, kamash malon, losam lo damrecha, losam lo atzmecha mashmecha, el chazor al kol tzadin shlo yeved dam chavirecha. So you have Rashi makes a very broad statement. Do anything you possibly can to save somebody else's life. Now, how big is anything? The Gemara only applied it to spending money. But anything sounds like anything, that you have to do anything you possibly can. Do you have to give your own life to save somebody else's life? Pikuach nefesh. Well, we know that pikuach nefesh is only docha. Is docha kalatar kula, except for three. And losam adam reich is not one of the big three. So at what point do we assume that the sacrifice is becoming so great that it's no longer included in the chiv of l'sam l'adam reyecha? So I'm sure you saw the Kesef Mishnah, which I have in the first photocopy page over here. Kesef Mishnah, Hilchos Rotzeach, Shmiras HaNefesh, the Rambam over there quotes the halacha of l'sam l'adam reyecha. You see someone drowning, something like that, so you have to go and save him. So says the Kesef Mishnah, in the name of the Agos Maimonios, and Beis Yosef also quotes this from the Agos Maimonios, Avra al losamod the Yerushalmi masik afilu lahachnis atzmo the suffix sakana chayiv. It's interesting. He just quotes the Yerushalmi has a maskana that even to put yourself in a suffix sakana, you're chayiv to do. V'nira shatam neshalav vaday v'hu suffix. And says the Kesef Mishnah, very brief explanation. He quotes Yerushalmi that you have to put yourself in a suffix sakana to save somebody's life. Very, very brief explanation, because his life is a vada, yours is a suffix. What does that sound like? What svara is that? That his life is a vada, yours is a safek? Is that the whole reason normally that you're not allowed to murder somebody else in order to save your own life? Is what svara? My chaz is to damadi dach sumaktvei, dilma damadu gavra sumaktvei. Who said your life is any more valuable than his? And that's the whole svara, why you don't have to give up your life in order to save somebody else's life, right? I don't have to die to save somebody else's life, because again, my chaz is the damadu gavra sumaktvei, dilma damadu dach sumaktvei. Who says his blood is redder than mine? Meaning, when you're deciding one life against another, you can't make cheshbonos. Well, this one is older, this one is younger, this one's more talented, this one's smarter. No, we don't make cheshbonos. The Jewish life is a Jewish life, and that's it, right? But if one of the lives is a suffix and the other one's a vadai, one of them might survive anyway, and the other one's a vadai that it's going to die, so then I know which one is more valuable. I know that it's more valuable to save someone. It's more valuable to take someone from 100% dead to 100% alive than it is from 50% dead to 100% alive. So I mean, if I'm a suffix sakana, so by me not jumping in, if I do jump in, I may drown. But by me not jumping in, I'm definitely going to be saved. So I'm taking myself from 50% chance of dying by jumping in to a 0% chance of dying. But the guy that I'm saving has a 100% chance of dying if I don't jump in, and a 0% chance of dying if I do jump in, 100% chance of living if if I do jump in, let's assume that's the case. Let's assume that's it. Most of the time it's not the case. Because most of the time, even if I do jump in, if I'm not going to make it, chances are he's not going to make it either. Meaning, if I'm not sure if I know how to swim so well. So then chances are, the guy that's drowning isn't going to make it either. But let's say it's like an organ donation kind of thing, where you know that you're going to be able to save this person's life. It's a vade that this person's life is going to be saved. Which, even by organ donations, is never really a vade. In fact, you know, it's far from vaday that his body is going to just react perfectly and not reject anything. Yeah.
This is all from the case that he's for sure going to die if you don't, and he's for sure going
to
live.
Right. So the svara would then be that you have to put yourself in a suffix sakana to vaday save him. I think that's the case because it's hard to imagine that it's a case. Meaning, in all honesty, the Kesef Mishnah might mean that the guy is definitely going to die if I don't save him. I'm only suffic going to die if I do save him, and therefore it's worth saving him. Even if my efforts aren't vada going to work to save his own life. But it's just taking him out of 100% death, I'm supposed to put myself in a situation of 50% death. But it's just not mistaver to me that that would be the case, because I don't see why that's such a pashto svara of my chazis, because what do you mean? He might still die, and then we're both going to end up being dead, and then what's the point? So it's not like, meaning the Kazmish says, yes, simple svara, that, you know, he's vadai, you're safek, so the vadai obviously wins. It only wins if you're going to take him to vadai life, I would think. So I'm assuming that way, yeah.
Does that make his blood more red than yours? Or?
Yeah, meaning it's a chance, yeah, I think that does, meaning the fact that not that his life is more valuable, but that I'm probably going to live anyway, that I might live anyway. So doing something that will take you from 0 to 100 is more important than doing something that will take you from 50 to 100. That's what you're saying. If you like assign point value to chances of living, you know, so he's going from 0% chance of living to 100% chance of living. I'm going from 100% chance of living to a 50% chance of living. So it's a net gain of 50. Right? Whereas if I don't do anything, I'm going from 100% chance of living to 100% chance of living, and he's still got a 0% chance of living. Right? So I think that the net gain makes the blood redder, so to speak. Question is, because Mishnah quotes Yerushalmi, but we don't know where this Yerushalmi is. There's no Yerushalmi that actually says this, that we have on record, that says that you have to put yourself in a suffix account in order to save somebody else's life. So there is a suggestion, and the Tziv suggests to Yerushalmi and Trumas. Tell you the truth, I couldn't read the words. I didn't even know what it meant. Someone explained it to me that it means somehow that there was someone who was in danger, and Rabbi Yochanan said, "We'll daven for the guy," and Reish Lakish said he would save him even to risk his own life. And based on Reish Lakish's Shita, you see that you have to risk your own life to save somebody. I don't really see that in the words of this Yerushalmi, but apparently that's what the Yerushalmi said. I don't know. That's how someone explained it to me. I don't really know. I don't really understand where we see it in the Yerushalmi. But either way, Beis Yosef believes it's Yerushalmi because he quotes from the Gos Maimonios that the Yerushalmi says this way. He quotes it in Kesef Mishnah, he quotes it in Beis Yosef. In neither place does he say it's wrong. Normally, the Shulchan Aruch is a summary of what he wrote in Beis Yosef. So it's a little bit odd that he quotes something from Yerushalmi, doesn't say it's wrong, doesn't reject it, and yet it's not paskined in Shulchan Aruch. So Poskim took a number of different approaches to explaining why it is that this doesn't make it into the Shulchan Aruch. If you look, for instance, in the Sma, in source number 6, so the Sma writes, in the last two lines over there, that Gamze Hishmitu Amechaber Umaramzal, for some reason the Mechaber and the Ramah both left it out of Shulchan Aruch, Ubezei Yeshlomar Kivin HaPoskim Harif VaRambam VaRash VaTur Lo Yiviu Pipiskeyan Mishum Hach Hishmitu Gamkein. The reason the Mechaber and the Ramah don't mention it is because any earlier Sefer that codified Halacha, that gave us, you know, Piskei Halacha, no earlier Sefer that gave Piskei Halacha mentioned it. So if no earlier Sefer that gave Piskei Halacha mentioned it, why should they mention it? So does that mean he rejects it? So it sounds like, yeah, meaning he holds that it's a wild card shita. It's this outside shita that wasn't accepted by the majority of the poskim. And how does the Mechaber decide what he's going to pass on Shulchan Aruch? He goes with the Rush, the Rambam, and the Rif, and neither with the majority opinion over here. It's not majority, it's unanimous. None of them quote it, so he doesn't mention it over here. And doesn't mention it means he rejects it. That's, I think, Pashup Shat, that if it's not here, if it's not in Shulchan Aruch, then Pashtus is that it's rejected from the Shulchan Aruch. However,
rejecting meaning that you don't have to do it.
That you would not have to put yourself in the suffix Sakana. Minchas Chinuch gives a little bit of explanation as to why that would be the case, and he sort of vacillates a little bit, goes back and forth on this issue. Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Zayin Ulididi Guf Din Agos Maimonios Tzarchiyun. He says, I think the problem with Agos Maimonios is that it's wrong. I mean, first he quotes the Sma, and then he says, I think the Agos Maimonios, this Din of the Yerushalmi, is very strange. Given to Urak Lav, the Enum Osa Maisa Klal Ba'avaras Halav. Let's talk about the following case. Minchas Chinuch says, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh. Save a life, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Hatzalah guy gets a call on his Hatzalah radio that someone fainted. Is he allowed to drive to go save the person, to go see what's going on? Someone passed out. Is he allowed to get in his car to drive to save the person? I hope so, because half my shul empties out every time that happens, you know? So, right? So he's allowed to drive. But the person may have just, you know, fainted and he's really okay, he'll just, you know, come to in a minute and he's really fine.
Or he may be having a heart attack.
Or he may be having a heart attack and dying. Right? So what do we call that? Safek Sakana. You're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos? Yeah. Safek Sakana, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Why? Safek Sakana is Docha, all Isurim in the Torah, except for the three that Vade Sakana is not Docha. Right? The same thing of Vade Sakana is not Docha, but Zargilarei Shvich Zdamim is what Safek Sakana is not Docha. But in Halacha, there's no real difference between a Safek Sakana and Vade Sakana. If my life is 50% in danger or 100% in danger, either way, I'm allowed to violate all of Torah except for three things in order to save my life. Included in all of Torah, by the way, is L'samar Adam Re'echa. You're allowed to violate L'samar Adam Re'echa in order to save your life, right? It's just a regular L'sasei in the Torah. Why is it any different? So as a regular L'sasei in the Torah, I should for sure be allowed to violate L'samar Adam Re'echa in order to save a life. Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Akol, says the Minchas Chinuch. Afilu Safek Pikuach Nefesh is Docha everything. V'imishum Pikuach Nefesh di'idach, aye, you're going to say, but what about that guy's life? It's his Pikuach Nefesh. No, pikuach nefesh. His pikuach nefesh would mean ze dafka ba'osa ma'isa kamvor barishonim. The yimser atzma v'lo yarug lechaveru mishum ma'ichazis. Avlim rotzim la'pilo al chaveru in sarach limser atzmo. The halacha in the rishonim is very clear that if someone puts a gun to my head and says, "Kill this guy, or I'm going to kill you," so I'm not allowed to kill him because I'm not allowed to do a ma'isa that puts the other person's life in danger. But let's say I'm not doing a ma'isa that puts the other person's life in danger. By my not doing a ma'isa, the person's life will be in danger. By me standing there, for instance, they come over to me, instead of putting a gun to my head and telling me I have to shoot him or they're going to shoot me, they say, you have to stand still and allow us to use your body as a suffocation device to suffocate another person by shoving your body over the other person, or we're going to kill you. So in that case, you're allowed to allow your body to be used as a suffocation device that they're going to use. You're just the weapon. What about the pikuach nefesh of the other guy? Pikuach nefesh of the other guy is only something that you're not allowed to actively do. But passively, for your own pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to forget about the pikuach nefesh of the other guy. Right? Chayach kodman, you're allowed to worry about yourself first as long as it doesn't involve actively killing the other person. So in this case, I see somebody drowning, I see somebody sick in a hospital and he needs a kidney, but let's assume for the moment that it's a suffix sakana for me to give a kidney. So would I have to go through that suffix sakana, or let's say liver donation, someone said that's more of a sakana, would I have to go through that suffix sakana of a liver donation in order to save him? No, it's suffix pikuach nefesh. Suffix pikuach nefesh docha kol haTorah kulo, including lo samar adam reyacha. So he says, "Im Kain, who had the Misavik Sakana Gamkin, it's Archlum Saratzma, Hechdlov and Maisa." So he says, "I don't understand what Agos Maimonides is talking about. This Yerushalmi doesn't seem to fit the halacha. It doesn't seem to fit everything we know about Pikuach Nefesh." However, says the Minchas Chinuch in the very next line, "Ach be'emes, din ze maybe Agos Maimonides b'shem Yerushalmi tzrichen anu l'kabel be'ema." So what does that mean? He says, I don't think it's right, it doesn't make sense to me, but the Agos Maimonides quoted from Yerushalmi, he asked me, Mekabel Be'ema. We keep our mouth shut, we're Mekabel whatever the Yerushalmi says. Okay. Next line. When we call Makom, Maisa Tzarachiyin Din Zeh. But come on, this din doesn't make any sense. So he went from, doesn't make sense, to, okay, we can't argue, to, but come on, it doesn't make any sense. Two, v'nira dal kenish mitu arishonim dal sfira lukein. And that's why none of the Rishonim mention it. The Rif, the Rambam, the Rash, they don't mention it because they reject it. So what does he hold? Do we have to be mekabel be'ema? Or are we mekabel be'ema, the Rishonim who left it out? Because they rejected it. Sort of leaves you hanging in the air. You know, sounds like probably if you take the last word as the last word, so he's saying exactly what the Sma said. That it's rejected from Shulchan Aruch because we simply do not accept that there's any chiyuv to put yourself in a safek sakana to save somebody else's life. In the footnote over here, in footnote Tess, he quotes from the Minchas Chinuch himself later on in Mitzvah Taf Chaf Hei that discusses a case of Goyim that are attacking a Jewish city where every Jew has to fight to defend the city, even though fighting is going to be a suffix sakana. So frek the footnote, how could you have to fight to defend the city? You're not mechuyev to put yourself in a suffix sakana to save somebody else's life. So he says a very important yesod. Yesh l'chalik shesham mayri be'eretz Yisrael umidin melchemes mitzvah. That's a din melchemes mitzvah. You have a mitzvah to fight a war. But wait a second. You have a mitzvah to fight a war, but safek sakana is docha kalotoru kula, except for the big three. Fighting a war is not one of the big three. So shouldn't it be docha melchemes mitzvah? So Rav Shachter explains in a piece he has in Be'ikvei Hatzon called Begidrei Medinas Yisrael u'Melchamoseha. So Rav Shachter explains from the Minchas Chinuch and from others that the nature of melchama doesn't fit into the general categories of Pikuach Nefesh. By the very fact that there's such a thing called the Melchemes Mitzvah, it means that you could throw all the din of Pikuach Nefesh out the window. Because obviously the nature of Melchama is that people die. There would never be a Melchemes Mitzvah if we applied all the din of Pikuach Nefesh. Because you would say, what do you mean? I can't fight, I might die. Yeah, that's war. You might die if you fight in a war. So all the halachas of Pikuach Nefesh are thrown out the window when it comes to a melchama. That's just the nature of the way melchama is. Rav Shachter points out that it's not that Pikuach Nefesh is completely thrown out the window. It's that it's viewed on a different scale. Meaning to say as follows. We no longer look during a time of melchama at the Pikuach Nefesh of an individual. We instead look at the Pikuach Nefesh of the klal, of the tzibur. Klal Yisrael doesn't die, right? But if there's a suffix that we're going to lose, Klal Yisrael is defined by Eretz Yisrael, we're going to lose full cities in Eretz Yisrael, or all of Eretz Yisrael, so that's a pikuach nefesh of the tzibur, that's a pikuach nefesh of Klal Yisrael. So is it worth risking some soldiers' lives to save Klal Yisrael? Well, the soldiers' lives aren't viewed as pikuach nefesh in that case. That's viewed as like losing blood in a surgical procedure. If Klal Yisrael is the patient, so when they lose some lives, it's like losing certain parts of the person's body. How many lives are an acceptable risk? It's very hard to talk like this, right? To talk about people's lives as an acceptable risk. But we have to, otherwise there's no such thing as melchama. So how many lives is an acceptable risk? So Rav Shachter writes, probably it would have the same din as when a patient has to determine what's an acceptable risk for himself. That to go through a certain procedure, he could add years to his life, possibly, or he could die on the spot. So is it worth going through that procedure? The patient has the right to make that call. Who's the patient in this case? Klal Yisrael is the patient. How does Klal Yisrael make a call? Get two Jews to agree on anything? So you have to say that it's whatever the representatives of Klal Yisrael would assume is an acceptable risk. Representatives who have the necessary military knowledge to know what the metzias is. So you'd have to trust the generals, you'd have to trust those who know what they're talking about. But that's an entirely different sugya, meaning milchama is outside of the realm of pikuach nefesh. It's pikuach nefesh of a tzibur, it's not pikuach nefesh of an individual. But either way, what we have over here is, we have machlokas, seeming machlokes between the Yerushalmi as quoted in the Igos Maimonios, as quoted in the Kesef Mishnah and the Beis Yosef, versus all the other Rishonim see, the problem over here is normally when you have machlokes Rishonim, one Rishon says one way, the other Rishon says the other way. Over here, not only is it Chazal, is it Yerushalmi versus Rishonim, which is fine, we have that all the time, the Rishonim don't explicitly argue on the Yerushalmi. They just don't talk about it. So what do you do then? What do you do when Rishonim just don't say anything? How do you take that? So we have to start looking for is Diyukim in the Rishonim and try to figure out, so everyone's Medayik, Mechaschinach, it doesn't say anything. So if it doesn't say anything, they must reject it. Interestingly, in Nefesh HaRav, I didn't make a copy of it from Makaros, he writes that Pam Haisa Bebrisk, this is on page Kuf Samach Vav in Nefesh HaRav, that there was a story in Brisk once, Magefes Chulira. What's Chulira? Anyone know? What disease is that?
Cholera.
Oh, is it? Is it dangerous?
I think so.
Yeah?
Sounds dangerous. Oh, it's dangerous. It's dangerous.
Okay. So there was this disease that was going around that was dangerous. Ulamarochi machla madbekas modin is very contagious. Hora hagrach, Chaim Paskin, shakol mechuyavim la'azor le'ilu shesalfa berchovos mechul shesamachla. Apparently it was such a terrible breakout in Brisk that people were passing out in the streets. So Reb Chaim Paskin, you need to help those people get to hospitals. By coming into contact with those people, you're risking your own life because it's a very contagious disease. So he says, Habal Sayeya Rak Machnas Asatsmul Chal Safik Sakana. When you're helping, you're only doing this, you're only putting yourself in a suffix sakana. Vayisavur kadas hagos meimonios b'shemir Yerushalmi tibchol ki agavnu mechuyev adam lahachlis asatzmo b'suffix sakana b'gdei lahatzilos chaverim mivadei sakana. He paskin like the Yerushalmi. Now why would he paskin like the Yerushalmi? The Nosei Kelim say the Rishonim don't quote it. Yeah, Rishonim don't quote it, but they don't quote against it either. They don't say one way or the other. So all we have is the one statement of the Yerushalmi. In fact, quotes another Maisa, in the days of the Gra, that there was something stolen from the government in the days of the Gra, and the government had accused the Jews of Vilna of being responsible for it, and they were going to kill Jews in Vilna who they thought were responsible. So if someone came to ask a shaila to the Gra, he said, look, I didn't steal it, but if I admit that I did steal it, I lie and I claim that I did steal it, maybe they'll reward me for my honesty, so to speak, my honesty, even though it would be a sheker, and they won't kill me, or maybe they'll kill me, but they definitely won't kill other people because they'll have caught the guy. So am I allowed to, should I admit that I did it, put myself in a suffix sakana in order to save other people from vadei sakana? So the Gra said, Veshiva Agra Shutzorch L'Siyashiv B'davar, said, I need to think about it. Even the Gra sometimes didn't have an answer right on the spot. Needed to think about things. Ubikesh mimenu sheyavo elav l'machar. And he asked, so come back to me tomorrow and we'll discuss it again and then I'll have an answer for you. Ula'achar amtanas kama sha'os hichlit Rabbi Man, that was the man's name, Rabbi Man, shalola hamten al l'machar. The guy goes home and he starts saying, what am I? I'm going to come back to the Gra tomorrow? I'm just doing it. He didn't ask the Gra the next day, he just did it. Halach v'hoda shu'asa sa'gneva. He went and he admitted it. Ulumaisa hargu avorodasa. And they killed him. They killed him for what he did. Rabbi Manazah kavro samach l'kever agra. He was buried right next to the Gra. Rabbeinu hiskir heich shehu zocher sha'adayin b'yamav hayu omr tefilas kel mole rachamim b'miyuchad ba'ad osa Rabbi Man. Unbelievable. Rav Salvechik said in the early 20th century already. It's over 100 years after the Gra died. I think the Gra died in 1798, around then. Am I wrong? Anyone know? Around then? Something like that. I think so. I think in the late 1700s, the Gra died. And already in the early 1900s, Rav Salvechik remembers, they were still saying Kel Mali Rachamim for this Rabbi Man, for his heroic acts. All right, well, you see from there, at least, is that the people thought it was mutter to do it. Are you mechuyev to do it, though? Yerushalmi L'chara would say you're mechuyev to do it. So do any Rishonim say anything explicitly one way or the other? It doesn't seem like it. However, the Bach thinks that he does have a Rishon that says one way or the other. If you look at the Bach in Siman Tav Chav Vav in Chosh Mishpat, so the Rambam, first the Torah quotes the Rambam. Rambam Kasav, the Rambam writes as follows: Haroa shechaver tovei benaro shalistin ban alav yach latzilo oshi yiskar acherim latzilo v'lo hitzil. You have the ability to either save a person physically or spend money to save a person, and you don't. Or maybe you heard that Goyim or Mosrim were planning on doing bad things to somebody, and you didn't tell them. If you find out something bad is going to happen to somebody, and you can prepare them for it, you have a chiyuv to tell them, to prepare them for whatever inevitable bad is going to happen. In any situation, this is about death, but even if a person is, let's say, going to lose a job and you know about it, probably it's a chiv to tell them, to let them know in advance. Rambam gives another example. You know that there's a guy that's angry at your friend and might do something to him, and you have the ability to calm the guy down and you don't. And if you do save him, it's as if you were Mekayim a whole world. Says the Bach, Nirdiv Dilafid Miloshna Braisa Mashma de Chayv Latzilo, Afilu Eno Barulo Shiyucha Latzilo, Chayv Lahachnas Asum Besavik Sakana Latzilo. He says, from the Gemara itself, one might have thought that you even need to put yourself in a Safik Sakana in order to save somebody's life. That's why the Rambam adds, what does the Rambam say? You know that somebody's life is in danger. V'yachalatzilo, and you are able to save him. What's Rambam adding with those words? So you see somebody's life in danger, go try to save him. What's v'yachalatzilo? So it sounds like you have to know that you can save him, that you have the ability to save him without losing your own life. But if it's going to be a suffix sakana for you, then you're not yachalatzilo. Yachalatzilo means you can do it without getting killed. It's not called able if you're going to get killed. The mashma dafka b'de ein suffix yachal atzilo. Avleinu chayev l'hachnas nasa b'savik sakana l'atzal l'schavero. You don't have to put yourself in a suffix sakana to save him, because then it's ainu yachal atzilo. Therefore, you see the Rambam is against the Yerushalmi quote that goes Maimonides. I didn't see the raya. I didn't see the diuk so much. What does yachal atzilo mean? You're going to be able to save him, which means what's the alternative? What's just short of Yachal Atzilo is I don't know that I will be able to save him, which means what might happen? Who might die? He might die, right? Isn't that the deal to make from the Rambam? That if it's only a suffix that he might die, then I don't have to put myself on the line. But if I know Yachal Atzilo that I can save him, maybe I even do have to put myself in suffix Sakana. Maybe the Rambam is telling me, do whatever you possibly can. Safek Sakana, yeah. Even Vadei Sakana, of course not. But Safek Sakana, yeah, even put yourself in Safek Sakana, but only on the condition that Yachal Atzilo, that by putting yourself in Safek Sakana, you're going to save him. But if it's only that he might be saved or he might die, then don't put yourself in Safek Sakana. I don't see the deep, meaning he's making the deep the other way. That Yachal Atzilo means, you know that you're able to do this. Right, you know that you're able to do this to save his life without losing your own life. I don't know. I don't see where that comes up in the words of Yachal Atzilo.
Maybe he's saying that if you save him but you die, what did you accomplish?
His life.
But you died.
If it's a suffix, you have to take that risk. That's an acceptable risk, or even a required risk.
Maybe saying Yachal is that you know that you're able to save him, and that's the only time that you have to do it.
You're saying Yachal means that I'm able to save him and still be here to talk about it. Right, I think that's the deal he's making, but I'm not sure that that's a good deal. Because Yachal might mean that I have the ability to save him. Who says that I have to be here to talk about it afterwards? I mean, if I'm Vadai going to die, then I'm masking. There's just no Svara. But if it's only a Safek, I don't know.
Isn't there a pressure, though, that if you see someone that's about to die, that only someone who could possibly try and save him?
No, do I have to be sure that I can save him? Do I have to risk my life if I'm not even sure that he's going to live?
Was he say.
Say, I'm jumping into the water. It might be shark infested water, so we might both die. Or the current might be too strong for. That's the most common case, by the way. This happens all the time. People on the beach, and they get washed up. You know, they get washed away by the current or whatever, carried away. So someone wants to go in to save them. I don't know that I'm going to be able to withstand that. There are people that die all the time trying to save other people. So I may be able to save them, I may not be able to save them. And I may die from trying to save them, I may not die trying to save them. Best case scenario, we both live. Worst case scenario, we both die. I don't know. So one of us might die, one of us might live. I have no idea.
So going in, you're not 100% sure that you could do it, then you shouldn't do it.
Then you shouldn't risk your life. I would think if it's not risking your life, then you would have to do it.
But
the Rambam doesn't hint to that part, right? About risking your life. Yeah, I hear that. Maybe that's the deal. But you see, what the Bach is struggling with is that he needs a Rishon to say something, because Yerushalmi is the only thing that says anything explicitly about it. Then the question comes up with, like, how do you deal with the Yerushalmi? That if you're going to argue, and you say all the Rishonim argue in the Yerushalmi, so where is there a Gemara? You don't have to pass on the Yerushalmi if you have a Bavli that goes against the Yerushalmi. Is there a Bavli anywhere that goes against the Yerushalmi? So a couple of suggestions that I liked were an Aruch Lener over here in Sanhedrin, and also perhaps based on the Tosfos in Nida, that there may be two passages in Bavli that go against Yerushalmi. One is the Gemara Nida tells a story in source number 7, Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, Hanu B'nei Galila D'Nafakalai U'Kala D'Katal Nafsha. There were these people that rumors were going around that they killed somebody. Asal Kameh to Rabbi Tarfon, so they came to Rabbi Tarfon. Amrulei, Litzmarin and Mar, so Rabbi Tarfon, you got to cover for us. Our lives are being threatened because they think we killed somebody. Rabbi Tarfon said, well, what do you want me to do? If I don't hide you, then you're definitely going to get caught and they're going to kill you. If I do hide you, I still have to suspect that maybe you did kill somebody. Everyone's talking about the fact that you killed somebody. You know, you're claiming you're innocent. But I don't know, maybe you actually did kill somebody. So therefore, you hide yourselves. I'm not going to stop you from hiding, but I'm not going to hide you. So what's going on? What's Rabbi Tarfon exactly saying? So Rashi says that his concern was, so what if they did kill somebody? So he doesn't have a responsibility to save them? So Rashi says, exactly. He has no responsibility to save them, and it's usher to save people. Let them be brought to justice. What is he harboring criminals for? That's how Rashi understands Rabbi Tarfon's hesitation. Zaktosos b'shiltos rav chay mefarish shema haragtem v'im at minaschem chiyavtem roshi lemelech. No, Rabbi Tarfon's saying what? If I save you and you're guilty, I'm going to be chayiv misa. The melech is going to kill me. I don't want to take that risk for you. So what's going on over here? If Rabbi Tarfon doesn't save them, they're definitely going to die. But Rabbi Tarfon says, I'm not going to take that risk. Because if I do save you, I might die. I might get caught. My suffix sakana versus your vaday sakana. I don't have to put myself in a suffix sakana. So maybe Tosfos understanding from the Shulchan Rav Chaigon would be a raya against the Yerushalmi. So that's one makor in the Bavli. Maybe he's against Yerushalmi. I'll say, okay, maybe we'll save the Aruch Lener for tomorrow. We still, I guess, one more shir we're going to get out of the suffix sakana stuff, and then on Wednesday we'll do something else. We'll do, I guess, maybe we'll start a bigger sugya. We'll do one day sugya. We'll see. Maybe we'll do Purim. I don't know. All right, whatever. Wednesday we'll do something else. Okay.